When Game Freak finally began picking the shiny colours for Pokemon starting in Gen 6, it gave us hope that this was the end of terrible, barely different looking shiny forms.
Like that's ever gonna happen. Oh, Lord.
While a lot of shinies definitely saw improvement, there has been a fair share of absolutely
disappointed!
So much so that I think it's fair to say Game Freak needs someone new on their team to help pick the shiny colours for their Pokemon. That person being me, since I've already tackled every generation of Pokemon, aside from the most recent one, in terms of which shinies should change or not, I want to go over Pokemon in the newest generation with absolutely abysmal shinies and show off how I would improve them. So, hope you enjoy. Let's begin with the starter Pokemon, and I mean every line, because all of them have underwhelming shinies at some point. There's a couple of decent ones at best, but overall, definitely a letdown, especially compared to other shiny starters before. So here's how I'd fix them. The main thing that changes with the Sprigatito line is the pink turns purple. How much better would this be if instead of staying green with purple highlights, you flip the purple and the green, and damn, all the difference. This color scheme not only looks great and works well with the magician theme that this line becomes, but I especially love how it looks on Sprigatito and Floragato. Like, both of these are amazing shinies. I would absolutely hunt this thing in a heartbeat. The Fuecoco line was definitely the hardest to figure out what to do. At first I went with a greenish color, similar to how some lizards and crocodiles are. However, didn't think it would be a color many people would like that much. So the colors I ended up going with was like a smoky gray, and thought it worked very nicely. I experimented with yellow and blue as well, but grey definitely turned out the best in my opinion. The Quetchalian line, on the other hand, was the easiest to come up with. Pink. Absolutely 100% pink. A fancy look for a fancy Pokemon. Quackleful shiny should be bright and stand out, not look like a flashlight is pointing at it. There are some other colour schemes I experimented with as well, but pink in my opinion definitely was the most fitting. And these are the shinies I would probably go with, and I guarantee people would be way more excited to hunt these as well, if they were real. Now we move on to one of the biggest letdowns of all time, the Armourouge and Serilege line shinies. What on earth were they thinking? The fact that these shinies were approved and they were happy with them is actually crazy. I was so excited to see what Game Freak cooked up with their shiny colours, only to get these. Of all the Gen 9 Pokemon, they deserve better. Just do the easiest thing in the shiny book, swap their color schemes. Look how much better this already is. I even gave Charge Cadet Serilege's color scheme, and it works perfectly as a shiny. There were some other color combinations I tried as well, like blue on Armourouge, but the purple I think suits it best. And while I do like the Armourouge colors on Serilege a lot, I found that flipping the yellow and red around works even better. Red just suits Serilege so well. Honestly, anything's a massive improvement over whatever these are. Next up, another awful shiny set, being Tendermouse and Mousehold. So the difference here is that the shiny has parts of the body that are the tiniest, tiniest bit tinted yellow. Absolutely not okay. So I had two ideas for this. The first is more subtle, and would to be adjust the shiny parts to make them more noticeable. Here I simply added some pink, and voila, already much better. You can actually see that it's a shiny, without squinting your eyes. My other idea that I went with was to go the Jerry route, and make them brown mice. Another addition to the chocolate shiny family. Hell, why not just invert the colours and make them black mice as well? Works fine. At the end of the day, there's no excuse for this. Game Freak, if you're listening, use any one of these, please. Next is Annihilape. This shiny might be a bit more noticeable than some of the others, but is still, in my opinion, absolutely terrible. How do we fix? Well, the first and most obvious change we can try is giving Primeape's colours. Pretty boring, I know, but anything's better than this. Next we can try shiny Primeape's colours. And yeah, not very appealing, but at least you can tell it's different. My idea though is to do what I did with Mankey and Primeape shinies when I make custom shinies for them. Make it red. Clearly the most appropriate colour for this line. And damn, it works pretty well. I also gave a yellow tint to the eyes, since it already had red eyes before, and yellow also works really well here. Definitely a massive improvement, and what they should have gone with instead of this if you ask me. continuing the trend of shinies they probably forgot to change. The entire Tauros shiny set is absolutely atrocious, so let's fix it. For the pure fighting Tauros, giving it regular Tauros' brown colour, well, not that unique, still works really well in my opinion, and fits given that there's three of them, and this is essentially the base form. For the other two forms, come on, it was as straightforward as you can get. Red for fire, and blue for water. It was obvious. And well, they're great in my opinion, especially when the original shinies are this. Again, Game Freak, please steal these. Now Bramblin and Bramblegast don't have the worst shinies that you can give them, but they definitely could use with a rework. My first idea was to make them green, symbolizing the grass typing. However, after messing around a bit more, I found that giving them a more ghost-like look for their ghost typing worked a lot more nicely. Much cooler if you ask me. Scovillain was one of my favourite Pokemon from Gen 9, and one whose shiny I was the most looking forward to. And when I saw it was this, I was very let down. Like, yeah, it does look different, but you're not gonna change the things that really should be changing. Keeping the heads the same red and green, and not even flipping them, just feels kinda lazy. An extremely easy fix is to change the head's colours to the other bell pepper colours that aren't used here. Like, I thought this would be the absolute minimum. Now, even though this shiny is already better, I wanted to see how it looked with the blue from the original shiny. And honestly, I can't really decide whether I prefer it with or without the blue. But either way, still, much better and more fitting than the original one. I'm not really the biggest fan of Grooveyard shiny. I do like a lot of yellow shinies, but Grooveyard's isn't one of the best ones. Houndstone shiny, on the other hand, is somehow even worse. Not only are the differences not that noticeable, but it's just an ugly colour for it. Maybe that's the point since it is a zombie dog. But still, we can do better. First thing I tried was changing Houndstone's shiny to be more yellow, similar to its pre-evolution. Wasn't very appealing. I also tried giving it a red colour, giving a more bloody look to it, since again, it's a zombie dog. A bit better. But the shiny I ended up going with was changing the hair to a much darker colour. Not only is this much better than the original shiny, but also adds to the zombie dog theme. Not the biggest change in the world, but it works well in my opinion. Next up is Tatsugiri. Specifically, the orange and yellow Tatsugiri. Pink Tatsugiri shiny doesn't need to change, it's already perfect. The orange's form is orange, with a bit of soy sauce on the top. And the yellow's shiny form is orange. Wow, that's disappointing. The yellow form shiny honestly would be pretty good if we didn't already have an orange form that looked almost identical to it. And the soy sauce shiny, while passable, we can still do much better. The first thing I did was see what shiny colours could work, as well as still looking like actual sushi. And all the colours that make the most sense are kind of already taken. So for the yellow shiny, I tried a nice green, almost like an avocado wasabi look. The orange shiny, I said screw it and tried blue. Now, if we ignore that they're sushi, this colour would be really nice. The blue shiny, however, doesn't really make sense since there isn't really blue sushi. So another idea I tried was giving it an orangey-pink colour to look more like seared salmon. Now even though the blue shiny might look nicer, the seared shiny keeps with the theme and definitely makes more sense and more realistic for shiny colours of a sushi Pokemon. I guess the soy sauce shiny also makes sense with the sushi theme, but I think I like mine more. I think we can all agree, Frigibax's shiny line sucks hard, so let's change that. I decided to take back Excalibur's shiny scheme and add it to its pre-evolution shiny colours a bit, giving them a more icy look, as well as red accents that Excalibur has, making the changes a lot more noticeable. As for Excalibur, I found the shiny colours I gave the pre-evolutions didn't really work that well on it, so I decided to pull a Charizard and Dragonite, where the final Evo has a different coloured shiny form, and what do you know, it looks really cool. I didn't want to make the whole evolution line black, but come on, it works really well here. So even though the line isn't completely consistent, again, other lines have done this, and it looks good, so I'll give it a pass. Next we're going to go over some Paradox forms, and by some Paradox forms I mean all the future Paradox forms, because they're all the same. Chrome. This includes Maraidon, whose shiny is also, you guessed it, Chrome. I understand why the Chrome, I guess, but it's just so boring. Especially when some of these shinies just look awful. So I've given a new shiny form for all of them, except Ironthorns. This shiny is perfect and will stay how it is. Firstly, iron treads. Wow, this shiny is ugly. You want to see how easy it is to improve the shiny? Done. And that's it. Changing the red to a nice neon color is all you need. Hell, changing the red to any other color, still much better than what it got. It's literally all I'm changing just to prove how easy it is to make a decent shiny. Iron Bundle. The first thing I tried was making it pink, like Delibird's actual shiny. It works fine, I guess. But the shiny I liked the most was changing the body to an icy blue color. This works really nicely. Although, being honest, the shiny it already had was actually pretty decent. So maybe I didn't need to change it. But I still like the one I made. Iron Hands. Again, I tried Hariyama's shiny. Kind of works. Better than its original shiny. The colors I found to work even better though was a combination of red accents and a nice shade of green. Doesn't make too much sense compared to the other shiny I gave. However, the red colors are similar to Makuhita's red on its shiny, so it still works as a shiny in my opinion. Iron Jugulus is definitely one of the worst chrome shinies. Using the green from Shiny Hydreigon is all you really need. It looks so much better. I also tried some other combinations, but the green, in my opinion, works just fine. Iron Moth was an interesting one. I tried the golden look of Volcarona shiny. I went with some red variations as well, but the one I liked the most was suggested by a friend to make it look like the Japanese flag, given how Volcarona is the Sun Pokemon. Definitely my favorite from what I made, and definitely shiny I like a lot more than what it got. Some people I find do like Iron Valiant shiny, since the chrome works decently, but I think I'd still prefer it with the blue from Gardevoir and Gallade shiny. Hell, even changing the colours to red also works really nicely. I much prefer these to the chrome, but again, chrome's not the worst. Iron Leaves was also easy. Virizion shiny colour fits perfectly on it. The reddish pink colour, with the greenish blues accents, a lot more fitting in my opinion. I also tried a nice bluish colour on it, and again, looks very nice on it. I think I'd go with the pink overall. And for Moridon, I messed around on the colour a bit, and it came up with some cool stuff. But the shiny that I was recommended that I found fitted the most was giving it an almost rusted look. Moridon is the future form, and metal does rust over time, so I found it to be very appropriate. Either way, still much better than its regular shiny in my opinion. And last but not least, we have Gimmighoul and Golden Go. There is absolutely no excuse except laziness. I want to speak to the people in charge of making shinies. I need to know why they do this. Golden Go literally has the easiest fix in the world. Make him silver. There's literally a character called the Silver Surfer. Why isn't the shiny this, Game Freak? Again, you have no excuse except laziness. Gimmighoul shiny is the tiniest bit more noticeable, I guess, but still bad overall. My first thought to fix this was to make the chest blue instead of red. I also tried changing the coins to silver, foreshadowing the eventual silver that shiny Golden Go should have become. And honestly, yeah, this works fine. Again, there's no excuse for Golden Go shiny to look like this. It's just pure laziness. But despite that, Game Freak can fix all this by pulling a Combusken and changing these shinies to the ones that I've done, because mine are clearly much better. Also, Game Freak, if you want to hire me for any shiny colors that you need picking out, please reach out with my business email. Thanks so much. And those are some absolutely terrible shinies from the newest generation that I would change and how I'd change them. Let me know what you think of my creations. Also, let me know what other Pokemon should be changed. And if you did enjoy, please do leave a like, as it does help the video out. Subscribe for more Pokemon videos in the future. And until next time, thank you so much for watching.